SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Sports Grid Radio, Sirius Channel 159. Lisi holding it down for the next hour. Carver will be back in the cockpit on Friday night. We'll get you prepped and ready for week one of the college football season. There's nothing better. But we inch closer to the week one. We also inch closer to the start of the NFL season, which culminates not this week, but the following Thursday night. That's going to be a great matchup. You got Baltimore and Kansas City squaring off. We'll see if the Chiefs can get it done against the Ravens, rematch of the AFC Championship. We'll go through some odds. We'll talk NFL. You want to join in on the conversation, please give us a call, 844-843-6879. That's 844-843-6879. 7-9 is the number. Quick updates in regards to the baseball. 9-3, Cubbies brought their billy clubs out against the Pirates. They smashed them last night. They're up 9-3 now. Over. Did I play it? No. That's why. Cubs are over each and every night now. Alt. Phillies all over the Astros, 5-0, bottom 8. They're in a rain delay now, bottom 5 in Cleveland. 2-1 Royals over the Guardians. You got, all of a sudden, I said dead under for Cincinnati, right? It was 1-0 Reds over the Athletics. All of a sudden, Oakland explodes. 5-1 now, bottom 8. Reds with a runner on first and one out. Nationals all over the Yankees 4-1. Boston all over Toronto 6-2, top 7. Braves have bases loaded. Give me the Granny Smith. I have alt over 10.5. Come on, 2 outs. These Braves, they do it to me each and every time. Each and every time I need them to break out in a big way. Braves bases loaded. Against the Twins, hopefully they can come through. Give me the Granny Smith. 4-2, I'm on that total. San Diego and Cardinals. Cardinals had bases loaded when we were talking in regards to about 20 minutes ago. Something must have happened. They probably had 3 strikeouts. They're gutless. They had absolutely nothing. I'm on the total in Colorado. Rockies, 4-0. Top 2. On the Marlins, and they get a Granny Smith, 6 hits in the first. Wow, all over this kid for the Marlins. They smashed him. They smashed him with a billy club and a tire iron tonight. That's what it's all about. We'll get you going. 2-1 Brew Crew over the Giants. So I got to get this Brave game in. And then what we're going to do is 4-0 Braves. 4-0. There we go. Get it on. We got the whip out. We need this whip over the 10.5 still now. Braves 2 outs, runners on first and second. So we'll keep you updated there. Second hour of the show, we're going to talk all NFL action. But I want to give you some updated odds in regards to the college football. I've been breaking it down over the last couple of weeks, but breaking it down also in regards to the last couple of nights. There's some great matchups on Thursday and Friday of this week. Some games that, you know, could really set some of these teams, depending upon the outcome, in regards to conference championships and maybe, you know, teams that can gain some momentum. Pretty intriguing matchup as well is Michigan State, new head coach Jonathan Smith taking on Tom Herman in East Lansing. 13.5 is the number. 45.5 the total, juice to the under. That is intriguing as well. Herman coming in, we know, very balanced offensive attack. Michigan State, They want to run it. They want to play ball control. Sort of like the points there with FAU on the road. Plus 450 on the money line. We could break it down, later in the week. Western Michigan right now, plus 23.5 over catching 23.5 Friday night against Wisconsin. Now, you got Luke Fickell that underachieved last year. You have Wisconsin that was supposed to be the dark horse of the Big Ten. And all of a sudden, they came out, they started fast, they lost their quarterback, and then they fell off a cliff. Well, now you got a total of 55.5. You also have former Miami transfer quarterback Tyler Van Dyke there in Madison. This is a game that I expect Luke Fickell and Wisconsin to dominate. Why? Because, one, they can, and two, all of the frustration for Wisconsin last year, all of the expectation about being a Big Ten contender could be all for naught in just 2 years. And the reason why I say that is, you know, this program right now is starting to mirror, in 1 year, Mario, Big Chest, and Miami. And the reason why I say that is, you had Paul Chris that was there, that had this team, 9-3, 10-2, on the cusp, methodical offense, and Luke Fickell took Cincinnati to the CFP and lost in regards to that matchup against Alabama, and he could have had any job in college football that was available to him. He decided to go to Wisconsin, and Wisconsin gave him a lot of money, and they expected him to be Barry Alvarez 2.0 in leading this team back to the pinnacle. And obviously, in year one, you have to weed the players that fit your scheme and weed the players that don't fit your scheme. But the problem is that they're still in quarterback, I want to say, purgatory, okay, because they haven't developed a big-time guy. Now, Taylor Van Dyke was supposed to be a Heisman hopeful in South Beach, and I said it time and time again. He couldn't throw dimes in South Beach. He's going to throw dimes in regards to coming to Madison in late November, early October, when the weather starts to turn. I need to see it before I can believe it. But Wisconsin has a very difficult schedule in 2024. You lose Braylon Allen, but you have Ches Malusi, right? You have Western Michigan, South Dakota, so we'll give them 2-0. You get Bama, USC, Purdue, Rutgers. That's no joke, because Bama and USC most likely are going to beat Wisconsin. That game is out west. It's a rematch of the Holiday Bowl. Rutgers in Piscataway is no easy out. They then have to play Northwestern, Penn State, Iowa, Oregon, Nebraska, and Lincoln, and then the rivalry game in Minnesota. This team goes 6-6 or 7-5. Did Luke Fickell miss his window? Did Luke Fickell, is the luster off of Wisconsin now? They are what we thought they were, a middle-of-the-road team, and kids don't want to play in Madison in late October and early November when you're not competing for a national championship. This isn't Michigan. This isn't Ohio State. What do you got? If you can't win at Penn State and James Franklin, I'm talking to you, Drew Aller. Three losses under 50% completion percentage. You think you're going to win at Wisconsin? They're going to be dogs, I believe, to Oregon. They're going to be dogs to Alabama. 11.5. How many wins are we looking at? A lot of pressure on Luke Fickell to overachieve this year. We'll come back. We'll talk NFL coming right back on Carver and Lisi.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Invincible. Vince Papale. White knuckle. White knuckles.
Invincible. Invincible.
No, that's what he says. Wahlberg, when at the end when they're playing the Giants. White knuckles. White knuckles. He saw them. They're coming. They're coming. They're coming. They're bringing the blitz. They're coming. Change up the protection. Great movie. I love that movie. And
I just watched it last night.
Yeah, so when he has the white knuckles, that's what they play. That's the background music that they play when the white knuckles, when he sees the white knuckles. That's it.
Yes, it is. Yes,
I know it is. I love that movie. Great movie. I'm like a Homer Philly fan, too. I don't know if you know this. Every time I do Pro Football Today, I pick the Eagles. I'm not even an Eagle fan. But I back the Eagles so much, they think I put the kibosh on them last year when they started 10-1. That's the inside joke around that. But I'm just saying. Now, I know the U.S. Open started. So, and now, I'm not up to date on the lingo of the U.S. Open, right? But what do we have, about another 2 weeks or right around Labor? Like what, this weekend is when they kick it into high gear? When do we see these like matches? Whatever happened like when I was a kid.
It's on right now.
When I was a kid or I was younger, I remember Agassi and McEnroe and Jimmy Connors battling it out in the U.S. Open, like these matches that were going until like 1 o'clock in the morning. We don't have that anymore, do we? Or are these going on now?
No, Joe. That's right now. We literally have that right now. The matches that go deep into the night are always the first round and second rounds, because the games could go on for so long, especially on the men's side. You know, when a game's going on for nearly 4 hours, you get five sets, 7-6, 7-6, 6-3, 7-6. The games could be going on forever, man. And right now, Alcaraz, I don't want to say he's on upset alert just yet, but we're talking about the number 3 seed, possibly the favorite to win this whole thing. A lot of people think he's going to win the U.S. Open again. And Lee Tu from Australia is playing him tough right now. Tied 1-1, one set each, and Tu's playing him, man. He's plus 800 right now on a lot of boards. I want to sprinkle a little bit because Alcaraz, I know that he sprained his ankle at practice a couple days before actually playing this match. He's also coming off a big loss in Cincinnati. So, the kid is young. He might be going through a little lapse right here. Maybe he's on upset alert, but, the game is still young. It's 1-1 and it's getting deep, but also the American plays, Joe, but he's minus 450, Tommy Paul against Sonego. But I think Tommy Paul's a great piece to play in some parlays with anything that you'd like to have with it. Baseball, MMA with the UFC right now. But Tommy Paul to win the match at minus 450 is a lock for me today, Joe.
All right, let's hope that it comes through. I'll root it in. God luck and Godspeed. You got no shot that I'm going to back that for you, but I will definitely bring it in.
Let's put $5 on YouTube, Joe.
All right, maybe. Text me. Here's something that we could talk about because it involves my Miami Dolphins. When you heard that the Dolphins were going all in on, not all in, but they signed OBJ, right, to the Miami Dolphins, obviously coming back to South Beach, the infamous situation with the New York Giants and the photo. Now he's on the pup list. You want to talk about a guy just taking money now since they won the Super Bowl. He was trending to potentially be the MVP of the Super Bowl before he tears his ACL. He was non-used with the Baltimore Ravens, and I still think that offensive staff did Lamar Jackson and that team wrong by not underutilizing OBJ in that playoff game against Kansas City. But that aside, he's going to miss the first four games of the regular season. I mean, what a waste for the Miami Dolphins right now.
But don't you think it'll come back and help them when he does come back?
No.
I feel like the Dolphins are pretty good at receiver right now. It's probably going to only get better after 4 weeks.
So here's the thing. I'm a Dolphin fan since the days of Don Strzok and Tommy Vigorito. Okay, the one thing I could tell you is that we've never had an elite or just a dominant defense, okay? And what you see is what you get out of this team. I cannot buy into Tua, and I cannot buy into Mike McDaniel when things get tough in regards to the conference and when things get tough against better competition. It's just that's their MO. They crumble. They're a glass house. You saw it last year. They beat up on teams that had losing records. And when push came to shove and Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills came to town, they got kicked in the face and lost. They lost the division, and then they got kicked in the chops by the Kansas City Chiefs. And if you want to take it a step further, they folded like an accordion against Baltimore and Lamar Jackson because they thought they had the Bills in their house and they could just turn it on and turn it off. And that's not just Tua's fault. That starts at the top with Mike McDaniel, and that's why I think, honestly, we're never going to win anything with him, and he's a gutless head coach.
Do you like the defense this year, though? I feel like last year the Miami Dolphins had a good defense until everybody started getting hurt. You know, it kind of starts with a rookie linebacker slash, you know, defensive end, and then it pretty much keeps going down the line, Joe. I feel like they were dropping like flies towards the end of the year last year. If that defense would have stayed healthy, maybe it would have been a different story in the playoffs. Yeah. Do you think so? But the thing is, they didn't really re-sign a lot of guys that they let walk away, right? And a lot of those guys were pretty good on the defense, if I don't recall.
Wilkins, Xavier and Howard had the off-the-field stuff. They got rid of him. So, yeah, they signed free agents.
Did they lose Siler as well?
Yeah, but when you – my question – here's the thing, though. Here's the problem. When you sign free agents, it all looks good on paper. Can they gel as a unit? Can there be chemistry in the locker room? Christian Wilkins was that guy. I'm selling Miami the whole year. So we'll come back with more AFC talk right here on Carver and Lisi.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
That's it. He started to think we're in Madison, Wisconsin. End of the third quarter. Jump around. That's it. Get it going. Tyler Van Dyke's back in the saddle. We'll see how that game plays out. 23.5-point favorites against Western Michigan. That's a Friday night game. We're just getting started. We left off talking about OBJ and the Miami Dolphins. Look, again, I've been, you know, disappointed year in and year out. This year is no different. Do I believe that the New York Jets are going to make noise? No. They're just as worse, if not worse, than we are. Haven't won anything since 1969, technically. The last went to the AFC Championship in 2011. And, you know, love him or hate him, Aaron Rodgers, again, still hasn't proven he's the leader of that team. We know he pulls the strings, but I need to see it when the season starts. Number one, that this team is all bought in to Aaron Rodgers and them as an offensive unit being cohesive. So it's going to be the Buffalo Bills. Again, you know, if they're similar, Buffalo, to almost like Lincoln Riley and USC. And I made this assignment and breakdown is that USC tempered expectations because, you know, of all the pieces they lost. Same thing with Buffalo. You lose this Stephon Diggs, Milano injured, the pieces and the players that they got rid of in the offseason. You know, is it more of just a, you know, a 10-7, 11-6 year and no real run potentially at an AFC championship? I disagree. As long as you have Josh Allen there and you have young playmakers now like Keon Coleman, Dalton Kincaid, and James Cook, more importantly, right? You can outscore teams even if the defense isn't the strong point of that team anymore. The defense kept you in, and the defense was very disciplined, and they were opportunistic in games that mattered. But again, you know, go back to Kansas City with 13 seconds left. Frazier and that defense fell apart, right? As long as Josh Allen is there, the value is there from the betting perspective. And when you look at the odds, and you look at Buffalo 17-1 to potentially win a Super Bowl, or you look at the AFC odds as a whole, Matias, I'll tell you what, I like them. I like them in Cincinnati coming out potentially in the AFC. Cincinnati was a 7-1 number, and I think that, you know, now 14-1, 12-1, in that area, even 10 for the Bills to win the AFC, that's great value as long as Allen's healthy.
See, Joe, I think I kind of ride with you, Joe, but the thing is I kind of like the Jets in their schedule, and it's a big if. It's a big if because, obviously, if Aaron Rodgers can't stay healthy, everything I just said falls apart and I fall on my face and the Jets fall on their face. But I just think that the season has a favorable schedule for them. And obviously, they're on the road in San Francisco week one. By no means is that an easy game. It's a tough start. But then you got the Titans, the Patriots, the Broncos, the Vikings, the Bills, but then the Steelers, and then the Patriots again, and then the Texans and the Cardinals. You know, the Jets, if they stay healthy and they pull the right strings and their defense gets to the quarterback, because I think the defense is a strong point for the Jets this year. That's what they'll be riding, you know, in their games. And they do have a good offense. You know, Breece Hall, obviously Garrett Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, if he could stay healthy. But, man, a favorable schedule to start the season. Am I wrong?
Yeah, it's favorable. But, again, it's the Jets. It's the Jets. Here's the thing. You look at the Jets, 49ers, they're 5.5-point dogs. That's no walk in the park. They could lose. Titans in Nashville, again, yes, they should be able to win that game in the Patriot
game. I'm with you.
I'll give you four wins, even though I don't think they're going to have four wins. I'll give you, they lose to San Fran, and they rip off four in a row. They beat the Patriots, the Titans, the Browns, and I'll give you the Vikings. They're not beating the Bills. I'm sorry, they're not. I just don't believe that. I don't think they'll beat the Steelers in Pittsburgh. Okay, so now you're talking about a 4-3 football team. 5-3 if they beat Mayo, and that. They got the Texans, Arizona, and the Colts. Not easy. Not easy. The Jets will always jet, and Robert Saleh, in my opinion, sucks as a coach. We'll come back with more NFL talk.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. More NFL talk. Left off talking about the gutless New York Jets. Here we come. Here come the Jet fans out of the woodwork. Look, I know their win total is 9.5, and Matias, you're high on them. I can't back them. I can't do it. Not only do I want to see them fail because I'm a Dolphin fan, but I just don't do it. I bet against the Dolphins. I look at it objectively. You can't get me in. I'm going to get in, I will say, on their all total. Them and the Bears this year. I'm selling Caleb, and I'm selling the Jets as a whole. I don't know how low I want to go with the Jets. I think I'll alt it down to 7.5. I think 7-10 is realistic. And I'm willing to take a deeper shot with Chicago and go down under 6. I don't want to say like they're 8.5. I'm willing to go down to like 6.5. 6-11 with Caleb Williams at the helm. I'm just not buying the hype. Can't do it, Matias. I can't do it. I will say this, though.
It's going to be tough, Joe. We got a caller. We got some fan phones right now.
Uh-oh.
Joe, we got Tiger in Utah.
Ah, big Utah fan. What's up, Tiger?
Hey, Joe. I am a gigantic fan of the show. I'm actually Tiger as an LSU Tiger, and I just so happen to live in Utah. But, oh, my gosh, this is, like, amazing that I'm finally speaking to you. Joe, I loved your take on LSU today and bringing in the guest. I think LSU is going to be great this year. And I think that we'll win against USC by double digits. And I think Lincoln's going to get fired by the end of the year.
Hey, I'm with you in regards to I don't think that Lincoln will make it out. You know, I think if he can't get to, let's say, 9-3 in the Big Ten or 10-2 in this year. This is a perfect opportunity for him, Tiger, to break in and knock down that college football playoff door. There's no expectations, right? So if you can't do it when the eyes aren't on you, how are you going to do it when the bullseye's on your back, right? And he's regressed now potentially with the quarterback position. Miller Moss is a prototypical dropback guy. He doesn't have the athleticism of Caleb. And now it all comes up to Lynn. I'll tell you this. You know, and it's great to know that you're an LSU Tiger backer in Utah with Cam Rising. I mean, and Utah picked to win the Big 12, Tiger. Talk to me about that. What is the sentiment over there? Everybody just thinks that Whittingham and the crew are going to walk away with the Big 12 championship.
Well, obviously, you know, I got to root for the home team a little bit. LSU is my entire life, but you know, the tax dollars go to the local university, and I think that they'll be a great team. I actually, I don't know him personally, but I've heard great stories about Cam and him in the community, and I know he has a great GPA and all that. So I definitely root for him. I think that they'll win. I think it'll be them in Oklahoma State. I do like Baylor though as a sleeper. I think Dave Aranda is a great coach. But I do think that Utah will probably run away with it. I do root for Mike Gundy. He's done amazing things for the sport, but I think it's going to be Kyle Whittingham hosting that trophy. But I think that game's going to be in Arlington again. So in Arlington, Joe. But hey, yep. Joe, I don't want to take up all your time again. Gigantic fan. You and Carver really keep us in check, especially during the football season. So I really just wanted to thank you. And, you have a great rest of the day, Joe. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You too. I hope you have a fantastic season. I wish you the best and call us throughout the regular season. That's what it's all about, Tiger. We'll see how the LSU Tigers do this coming weekend. I think they boat raced them. I really do. And Matias, you know, I've said this, physicality, right? Week one games. I love the enthusiasm. And LSU in Utah, I mean, that's no joke. That is no joke. I mean, that is Big 12 country now. Utah and the Chin, as we call them on the show, with Kyle Whittingham, very physical team. Pac-12 champions a couple years ago. They bring it, and they bring the lunch pail each and every week. And hopefully LSU could do that, Matias. Hopefully they could do that on Sunday. If they start fast, I really believe Brian Kelly has the foundation. We heard Mike Dettillier bring that up as well in regards to Mason Taylor. Jason Taylor's son being a huge factor in regards to that offense. Let's not forget, a couple of years ago, he scored the two-point conversion to knock off Nick Saban in Alabama. Oh, baby, college football is back. I love it, Matias. I love it.
Good,
let's continue.
You know what? I love
what were we going to say?
The USC LSU matchup. I love the UCLA LSU matchup as well, even though LSU is going to boat race them. But how about that caller, man? I got to give more props to Tiger over there in Utah.
Love him. Love Tiger.
Dave Aranda. He brought up Dave Aranda and called him a great coach. You know that Dave Aranda is my guy,
well,
baby.
I know he is.
Let's go.
Well, listen, Dave Aranda is the guy. Right? You know, Wisconsin, LSU, and now Baylor, right? There's no joke. Great defensive mind took Baylor to a Big 12 championship when I needed Oklahoma State and Mike Gundy to win that game. I can't believe they didn't use Jaylen Warren. I know he had the torn ankle, but they used Richardson. I can't believe that. Unbelievable on the 4th and inches. They were so close to crack. The kid should have sold out. But I will say this. He is right about Baylor. Now, Blake Shapen, their former quarterback, transferred out. He's with Jeff Lebby in Mississippi State. They do have Toledo quarterback DeQuan Finn that comes in from Toledo. High power offense. Both Finn and Penny Boone, the lead running back for the Rockets, transferred out. Penny Boone now is at UCF. DeQuan Finn now with Dave Aranda. You know, they square off against Utah, and they're going to have to go to Utah. That was a home and home last year. Utah won by 7 points. It was close. Now they were on their 2nd and 13 quarterbacks with Cam Rising out. But in Waco, Baylor gave them a game. Now Baylor's got to travel to Rice-Eccles. That's going to be a fantastic matchup. I can't wait. That's going to look fantastic on the screen, too. Oh, you know how I love these matchups. Rice-Eccles rocking. Is it a day game? Is it a night game? I need to know, Matias. And I tell you what, if Aranda could get this team back to 8-4, that would be a great job. But Dave Aranda, I still have a thorn in my side because he cost me money against Air Force in the bowl game. They should have boat raced them in that game, and they got kicked in the chops, Matias.
Well, you know, he might be on the hot seat, Joe. You know, as great as he was that time where they won, you know, where Baylor went all the way. But, you know, last year, the year prior, you know, I think the seat's starting to get a little hot over there in Waco. You know how it is. Things can move quick in college football. If he doesn't get things going, he might end up back with the University of Hawaii. And that would be awesome as well if you're a Rainbow Warrior. But what? Let me ask you this, Joe. Hawaii football, last game of the day, last weekend, they didn't cover the points against Delaware State after that whole fiasco of Delaware State arriving late. And you know how the rest of it goes. But Hawaii, don't they got UCLA coming up now, Joe?
Am I wrong about that? Now, here's the problem. I originally liked liked Hawaii catching the 13.5. I bet, and I lost this bet, Hawaii's running back Sims to get over 80-plus rushing yards because Delaware State came into that game allowing 6.1 yards per rush and 245 rushing yards per game from the year ago. They only had four starters coming back, and with the logistics, I thought for sure they'd run all over them. Kid cost me money. I still think Hawaii's live against Deshaun Foster. We'll talk about it next right here on Carver and Lisi.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I'm going to get left at the altar again. One game is going to cost me. It's going to be Atlanta and the Twins. I could see it. Cardinals now 5-4 lead over the Padres, and here come the Rockies smashing the Marlins. They got 7 runs. Both of those games are going to trend to the over. I need a Music City Miracle here. We're talking about the Bills. Why not? Give me the Music City Miracle in Minnesota. Can I get a Granny Smith? Somehow, can we tie this game up at 4? Twins are gutless tonight. I need get me 4-4. If you could get me
can
8,
get
you
Granny
could get
Smith?
Me 10. What? The
can
Granny
I get a
Smith?
Granny Smith?
Yeah. I'm down 4-0. I need a Granny Smith, but the Braves have a runner on. I mean, you want to give me 6-5 final? I'll take that. I mean, you know, you start right out of the gate, you get 2 runs, you get nothing the rest of the way. I hate these Braves. There's 3 teams that have cost me money this baseball season. The Braves, the Rays, and the Cardinals, believe it or not. Those are the 3 teams, and you could sprinkle in maybe the Cubs. Here and there. Those are the
what happened with
teams?
That over yesterday? I remember it was 9-1 Braves, like 5 runs in the first and then 4 runs in the second and got rained out.
It didn't matter. I'll tell you why. Because I lost a Colorado game last night. What was that game? It was 9-1 when I turned it off. Last night the Braves won. Let me just get the updated score. Did they finish it out? I hope they had to. What was the score? They smashed them. Called you Carver. They smashed them. What was the score? 10-6. Alted over. Straight through. Could I get 16 runs now? Could they come through for me, Matias? No? Yes? Maybe?
I'll root it in for you, Joe. I don't know if it's going to happen, but I'll be rooting for you.
Here's what I need. They got first and second. Oh, 2 outs. I'll take a 7-0 lead here. All right, 7-0. Give him a home run. Throw him a meatball. Olsen just singled. Who's up now? D'Arnaud. Is that Tristan D'Arnaud? I don't know. We're in trouble. It doesn't matter. Okay? All I can tell you is this. Let me just tell you this. Give me a home run, I'll be happy. Okay? If you get me a home run here, maybe we've got a shot. Music City Miracle in Minnesota. Will it in to existence. Game is never over till it's over. As long as you got the ticket, you still have a shot. Ah, you struck out. Ah, Dead to rights. All right, let's go through some of these other AFC totals. We were close. Close, but no Seager. So here's what I was talking about, back to my original statement, okay? The Bills are 9-1 to win the AFC this year. They are behind the Ravens, the Bengals, the Texans, the Jets. Are you kidding me? I mean, look, I love C.J. Stroud. I love D'Amico Ryans. And I know it's year number two. But we're really going to put them ahead of the Bills in terms of the odds? I know it's only $1.50, Matthias. Better but you're defense. Telling me with Josh Allen, you don't think that that offense could at least now overcome? James Cook has been a lightning in a bottle. The way they ran the football last year, Dalton Kincaid. And you know what's great is Carver's not here to defend the Bills. But I'm not bashing them. I'm actually putting them up on a pedestal. I would put them still right behind Cincinnati. I would put them 8-1, not 9. I would take a shot on Buffalo right here. Would you? Would you?
Look, I think they have a tough start to the season. Obviously, game one against the Cardinals isn't the one I got circled. But you got the Dolphins on the road then. Then you got the Jaguars who are going to come in tough like they did last season when they beat them in London. And then they got the Ravens on the road, the Texans on the road, the Jets on the road. And then they got the Titans and the Seahawks and then the Dolphins. So the schedule does ease up. But they're going to have to get off to a good start, Joe. You know, the first six weeks of the season, they're going to have to get the job done. And that when I say get the job done, I also mean Josh Allen is going to have to play mistake-free football. You know, they're not going to be able to start from behind the eight ball and then work their way up. I'm sure they've done it before, obviously. The Bills, you know, have crawled their way back, you know, especially last season where things didn't go their way at all. And then they kind of put themselves back into the picture. But they might be looking at that same type of rearrangement this season, Joe. And I think that's why the Jets are on top of them. And when you look at that defense, the Bills have not had a great, you know, summer leading up to what's going on. They've lost some players, some key players on that defense. And I think the Jets have done the opposite. They've actually been able to stay healthy. The biggest thing on the Jets side has been Hassan Reddick, who asked for a trade. But besides that, you know, that's why I have the Jets. And the same thing with the Texans, Joe. When you look at the Texans and D'Amico Ryans, you know that defense is only going to get better. I only say that because D'Amico Ryans is their head coach, and I expect that defense to keep getting better. And the Texans, I don't have their schedule right in front of me right now, but, you know, let's look at the Texans' schedule and how their first 6 weeks of the season could start. You know what I mean?
Well, that's a good point. I'll give you the counterpoint. You're right about the schedule, and that's why Buffalo is 9-1, right? But if they beat the Cardinals and the Dolphins and the Jaguars and the Ravens and the Texans and the Jets, that number is no longer there. So it's a gamble, right? It's a risk. It's a calculated risk. What do you feel the Buffalo Bills are in terms of their first six games of the regular season? Are they going to be 4-2? Are they going to be 5-1? Are they going to be 3-3? Or, in the best case scenario, 6-0? If you roll that dice, that 9-1 number no longer is there, right? So, for me, I think people are selling them based on the schedule and based how they have looked towards the end of last year and the fact that they lost to Kansas City. And now you have all these other teams, the up-and-comers, the Texans, and rightfully so, I get it. But let's not forget the Jacksonville Jaguars were in the exact same position, started 8-3, and fell off a cliff. We'll come back to wrap it up. Keep it where it is, baby.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah! Back on Carver and Lisi. We got a little momentum. Momentum. Joe Mo, buy low, sell high. We just went parabolic, maybe, in Minnesota. All right, Matthias. I don't know what. Let me tell you something. The ColecoVision is at least consistent on every, I don't know what app or what technology all these sites use, and I'm talking MLB, ESPN, the Duel. I don't don't know what they're doing, but I got two base runners on the pitcher's mound. Does that mean I have runners on first and second on MLB here? Can somebody tell me exactly what I'm looking at? They got the beta test up. Are there runners on in Minnesota? Because if they are, that means we have life here. If not, then I won't look. I'm hoping that we get a great... Can I get the two-run blast? Oh, this would be great. You see, Matias, you got to will it into existence. Will it in. Let me finish up.
There's a man on first. All right,
so keep me updated on that. Yeah, there we go. Bottom, no outs, too. No outs. Let's tie this bad boy up. 5-5, San Diego and the Cardinals. 5-5, let's go. 6-2, Colorado. All right, let's go back to the NFL. So... Oh, I'm really looking at this game now. I can't do that.
Joe, you understand? Hang on, Joe. You know,
I want to talk about the Bills. No, because I think I make a pretty good point. I want to get your take. Jacksonville was this team last year. I bought into Jacksonville. I thought Trevor Lawrence developed. Certainly didn't develop under Urban Meyer. Doug Peterson coached them up. They start 8-3, gutless the rest of the way. They failed to run it. They failed to throw it. Trevor Lawrence was injured. He looked like a deer in the headlights. The defense sucked. Who's to say that the market isn't maybe pumping up Houston just to the point where they're not going to be a 14-win football team? Do we honestly believe that? I don't think Houston is going to be this 14-win football team. I think they have the potential to be a 10-win football team. 11, maybe? But I think that's it. I mean, I'm still high on C.J. Stroud. And even though they get Diggs, that division is very competitive. It's a black and blue division. Jonathan Taylor, you got now Anthony Richardson. You have Trevor Lawrence and that team looking to bounce back. There's no guarantees that C.J. and the Texans are going to be 13-4 this year.
No, I'm with you, Joe. I actually don't think so either. I think the Texans have a pretty good start to the season. I don't think they have a great middle of the season. And I don't think they have a great December, Joe. In December, they got the Ravens, they got the Chiefs, they got the Dolphins. You know, that is... And the Jaguars. You know, it's not going to be an easy road for them down there. I just wonder, you know, week one is big for me with this Texans team. And the thing with the Bills, Joe, I think the Bills, when we start October, are going to be 2-2. I'm with you. I think the Bills will beat the Jaguars. I think they'll get revenge on them after what happened last season. I just think they're the better football team. I'm not high on the Jacksonville Jaguars either. But they won't beat the Ravens. So, you know, so I do got them at 2-2. And I think that number, if we wait till October, the odds for the Bills winning the Super Bowl at 2-2, I think we'll get better odds in October. And I think we could get the opposite with the Texans. Because I think the Texans, depending on week one, which is a big game against the Colts, that was a big game last year. You know, it was pretty much an elimination game going into the playoffs. You know what I mean? Stroud against Minshew is a huge game. You know, the Texans squeezed by. But then they got the Bears, the Vikings, and the Jaguars. If the Texans take care of business against the Colts week one, it's a big game. You know, that momentum is the name of the game, Joe, and I think that momentum could actually take them to 4-0 until they play the Bills in week five. And if that's the case, the number that you're getting right now with the Texans is only going to go lower, obviously, Joe. I just think we can get a better number with the Bills come October.
All right, we'll see. You know who's got momentum, baby? Those Minnesota Twins, 4-3, the Minnesota Miracle. Runner on second, nobody out. Let's get him in, 4-4. Let's go for Matias Perbel, Carver High. I'm Lisi. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day, everyone. Win some money.